Blog Talk Radio.
Fiasco up in Cleveland with your LeBron James coming back to the city that loves to hate him now. Got to give LeBron credit. You know, LeBron posted his 38 points in a crushing game by Miami over Cleveland. Unfortunately, I really expected a little bit different of an outcome. It looked like in the beginning that Cleveland was going to be able to hang in there and possibly really do some things against Miami, but then LeBron, Wade, and Bosh connected up and somehow destroyed, for lack of a better term, even last night. So, again, it was a good game. I think the fans of Cleveland are a little disappointed. I think they wanted the LeBron to go out with a loss, and the Queen LeBron, as they said last night, to have a little bit of embarrassment on the court, to do bad. But that didn't happen. And I'll give the Cleveland players credit. It really looked like at times that Cleveland players were respectful and really didn't give any time. And most of the game looked like they joked around about it, or I should say joked around with LeBron. So it was a good game to see as far as sportsmanship. I do have to admit that I personally would have liked to see Cleveland win. They didn't, so we'll take it as it is. The other game in the NBA last night, Phoenix beat Golden State 107-101. That game, the final score is closer than the game was. There's times where Phoenix had quite a bit of a lead over them. Golden State did come back. However, they did not win. And, of course, as you can see, for those that are watching on Ustream and those that know us from the Bounce, you know, again, I am the redneck from Philly. And it was good to see the game last night. Michael Vick had a good game, over 300 yards. McCoy, though, first two touchdowns in the game, one receiving the pass, the other one a pure run. From the backfield, looked really good. I was quite impressed last night, McCoy, and happy. McCoy is one of my fantasy team guys, and unfortunately I'm playing against our co-host of The Balance, Tom, in fantasy football for the playoffs. So we got to hope Sunday turns around and does well for me in that area. And then, of course, we did have some pretty good football games last night. In double overtime, Arizona State came back and beat Arizona 30-29. So some really, really good games. A good night in sports last night. So, you know, that was good to see and good to be able to enjoy. So, you know, that's a good thing to have a night where you have a good time in sports, no matter whether it's your college level, your professional level. I was talking to a guy last night that doesn't watch pros because he thinks that's a bunch of overpaid, crying, whining babies, which, you know, at times I can't say I disagree with them. I think at times the professional players get paid a lot, and yet they like to complain a lot too. So I can't disagree or have any heartburn with what he says. I could agree with that to a certain point.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Nobody's concerned but ours. Nobody. Next.
Injuries from the game.
Talk to the trainer. Next.
All right.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
Who do you care? Okay. If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too. What next?
You gotta love Mike Ditka. When he was a coach, I'll tell you, he had some tirades. And mentioning tirades, one of the things we always want to point out is those of you that are following us, we are Tom and Kevin. I am Kevin from The Balance. Tom will be joining me tomorrow on our 1 hour, possibly 2 hours, depending on how things go, episode of The Balance. You can catch us on Ustream as well as on video as well as audio. You can catch us on the radio blog. Ooh. Not coffee this morning, sorry about that. Blogtalkradio.com. You can check us out there under The Balance. We also have a show Sunday afternoons that we will be airing called Indiana Close Up. And what that show is 1 hour of pure Indiana sports history. We enjoy the state we live in. It's probably one of the richest histories when it comes to sports. So we take an hour every week, and all we talk about is Indiana sports. So make sure you join us on that. sorry about that. Just getting over a little bit of a cold. But we have several shows all under the main airing of Balance. Again, Indiana Close Up. The Balance on Saturday mornings is exactly that. We talk a little bit about everything that happens through the week, from your basketball to your football to hockey, racing when that's in season. We try to cover a little bit of everything that's going on to my range of sports. So make sure you tune in. You can email us at tbunts@ymail.com. You could also put us at look us up on Facebook under the fan page, The Balance, and put your comments on that as well as email us through Facebook. So make sure you get a hold of us. Let us know the things you want to hear, the things you want us to talk about. That's why we created this show. We're two sports guys. As you see, we don't have the face or for television, so unfortunately, guests are stuck with your local video media, you know, like Ustream, as well as audio of Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, join us there and keep up with us and let us know what you want to hear from us. Little bit of dates. Let's look here on, you know, as of right now, there's not a whole lot going on with your baseball. Going on right now is your NBA, so there's not a whole lot now for your contracts, so you're going to have that type of stuff coming up and hitting the most talk shows. That's what it's going to be covering. So, you know, Jeter right now is a hot topic. Is he going to stay in New York? Big concern. Are we going to be able to keep Jason Worth up in Philly? I know Boston is talking to him. My hope is we're able to keep him, but no one knows. You that are Cub fans, you know, sad note in sports history. Ron Santo, you know, he was an all-star, nine-time all-star third baseman, then moved into broadcasting, did pass away yesterday at age 70, so you know, prayers and thoughts go out to the family of Ron Santo, and thank you to him for the time he gave us as a player as well as an announcer. Yeah, again, it does look like Jeter's getting a possible contract. White Sox add Bunn, and they're bringing back the catcher. So White Sox are building a team. Again, Boston's trying to get themselves a team. Of course, you got no one knows where he's going to be next year. You know, obviously Texas would love as much as Texas wants to keep him. You're a high dollar. Yankees are out there trying to get him too. So, you know, looks like Manny Rivero's deal has been a two-year deal, $30 million to stay with the Yankees. So, you know, if you're a Yankees fan, that's a good thing to hear. So we'll see how that plays out, and we'll see how, you know, the rest of the baseball contracts go out this year.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Well, we don't have much time left. We want to do some final wrap-ups. Of course, in the NFL, we're starting to get to the time that's pretty important for playoffs. So, you know, we'll see what teams are out there right now that are going to step, what teams are going to fold back. Those of you that know, we are from Indianapolis, Tom and I, so we are hoping that Indianapolis Colts figure it out and get their head together. There's not much time left for that, so we got to hope that they do that again before it's too late. It's getting to that point, so we've got to hope that it happens. We got to hope that it happens soon.
So if you got the crosshairs, you got the laser, you can put it right on my chest. I'll take full responsibility. I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
Again, thank you for joining us this week. First, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on Ustream, as well as Blog Talk Radio, for our one-hour episode of The Balance. Thanks again. Have a great day and enjoy it.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.
So I'm gonna get that broom before I forget it. So I use it for the step.
Yeah.
Then I use my broom because I don't think I'll need it this weekend.
Probably.
Very long.
Did you get what they said?